I haven't left you much time for shares. And I mean, Wayne, you were supposed to pick two shares along with David. That was your homework for this week. So I don't even know if you've got one. If you do, you've got about 15 seconds.
Okay, very, very quickly, I think South African Inc. shares are incredibly cheap. The banks are trading at abnormally low discounts. So pick a bank. I mean, I might as well pick my own company because I think it's cheap. So I pick First Rand. And then we spoke about properties. I mean, properties, dividends will return. They will come back to some form of normality. So in 3 years' time, you could be getting an 18% yield on your property shares if you buy them now. And I know the market could fall. I know it could go back and test those, but there's my call.
Yeah. Okay. Gary, yours?
I think Telkom. So I was asked, I think Citibank, if you want to buy something overseas, is looking very attractive. But locally, I've been asked to buy a beaten up local stock, and I think Telkom is very, very attractively priced at this level. It's at 30 rand a share, I thought it was incredibly cheap already. We've obviously gone through coronavirus shutdowns at the moment, but they're a fixed line operator. People are using more data. ICASA has opened up spectrum for them as well. They're obviously going to lay off staff. This has been part of the plan for a long time, and I don't see Sipho Maseko as the kind of CEO that's going to waste a good crisis. I think he's going to use this to get Telkom in very, very good shape. I don't see given the size of the stake the South African government has in it, I don't see this company going bankrupt. I see it as one that will make it through. So that for me, if you buying that below 20 rand, I think you're going to be just fine.
Okay. Gary, Wayne, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Sorry it was a slightly shorter show. Gary Boyson is from Rand Swiss, Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments. Elise will be back tomorrow for more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.